Greetings, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Badass Unscripted. Let's start the day with a contemplation, a reflection on something I spoke about many, many episodes, and that's acting like an owner. 100% accountability. How does the world change when you see yourself as accountable? So accountable that you can actually say to yourself, I am 100% responsible for the outcomes of my team, my project, or my mission. The first thing that pops into a lot of people's minds is, well, how can I be accountable? I don't sign the checks here. I don't make the calls. I'm not the boss. The other thing that might pop into your mind is accountability sounds scary. It sounds like I'm putting my neck on the line, my job on the line. I'm drawing attention and fire to myself. I don't like it. Either way, when we reject our ability to drive outcomes, to make meaningful change and contribution to a project, you lose the opportunity to truly deliver the promise of agility. If you're of the mindset that we have a problem and it can't be fixed until the boss looks at it or okays it or gives us a solution or an answer, then you are at the mercy of that time frame and that process. And if that process takes 4 days, when that blocker comes up, you have just committed your team to wasting or waiting for 4 days before moving ahead with achieving your goals. If, on the other hand, you truly believe that there is nothing that you and your team can't solve together, it changes how you act. All of a sudden, you're thinking in terms of by any means possible. You're thinking about alternate solutions. You might even be thinking about taking risks, making a call. And coupled with this attitude and mindset, naturally, has got to be the attitude of asking for forgiveness rather than asking for permission. And you might say, man, that sounds really irresponsible. How can you do that when you're working at a job where somebody else signs your paycheck? Well, the reality is, if your heart's in the right place, if you come in with a spirit of service and an intention of making the team stronger, if you are behind the mission and its goals and its values, if you're aligned with leadership vision and corporate vision, then you can't go wrong. If you make a call and it's wrong, you've just made a mistake. You've tried an experiment and you failed. Trust me, there are very few decisions that you as an individual can make can truly sink the boat. And you're probably already aware of what kinds of decisions those might be, right? Things that truly embarrass or put the company at risk. But what kind of culture have we created where we don't feel authorized to take the initiative and try finding a solution to the problem, even if it's not sanctioned, even if the way forward is unclear, even in the absence of strict orders? I believe 100% accountability means taking that bull by the horns and saying, you know what, I have an idea. What do you guys think? Let's roll forward. Does it mean you shouldn't consider the risks? Does it mean that you shouldn't plan? Does it mean you shouldn't think? Does it mean you shouldn't seek consensus in the room? No, absolutely not. And here's where the notion of 100% accountability runs into trouble. A lot of people hear that and they assume it means acting as though you were the boss. It's not what I'm talking about. It's not about like acting as if you're better than everybody else. It's not about assigning yourself authority. It's not about granting yourself godlike powers. It's not about ego. It's not about attitude. It's not about showboating. It's not about trying to make yourself look good. If you are living in service of your team, if you are living in accordance with your collective values, beliefs, and vision, you can't go wrong. You are 100% accountable already. Now all you have to do is act like it. Something to think about. Folks, thanks for being true believers. As always, if you need me, you can find me at badassagile.com or on Twitter at @badass_agile and on Instagram at @badassagile. I look forward to next time, and until then, stay badass.